to you, and thank you so much for joining us. Coming up, we're going to check in with Oklahoma forester Mark Goeller, who's going to talk to us a little bit about wildfire prevention. It's all coming up on the Mighty 690.
I'm Amber from Owosso, Oklahoma. I'm a working mom, and I know what it feels like to be busy. But when you make the time to get active, it truly improves every part of your life. Being active is about so much more than fitness. It's about investing in yourself and your mental health. When I'm active, I have more energy and a better outlook on life that allows me to be more present for my children.
Find ways to fit healthy living into your life at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At BASF, we're constantly innovating. When others said, fungicides just can't last all season, we said, oh yeah, watch this. Then we invented Revilock fungicide. Powerful soybean protection that gets absorbed quickly, starts working fast, and lasts all season. It's everything everyone said wasn't possible. All new Revilock fungicide. That is how you do it. Always read and follow label directions.
Wildfires can be destructive and dominant across the state, especially as we get into these drier months. I had the opportunity to visit with State Forester Mark Goeller about ways to take care of your property to prevent wildfires.
One of the things they can do is evaluate their home. Go to firewise.org,
okay,
and do an assessment of their home and of their property to see where fire would most impact their home. And look for things that are flammable around the house, keep the yard mowed, keep leaves and pine needles raked up and away from the house and dispose of those. The cleaner the yard, the cleaner the area around the house, the more survivable their home can be during a wildfire event.
And of course, you got to be thinking about these things, as you mentioned, outside too, because a lot of times when we get new greenery, new brush comes up, we got to make sure all that's mowed down.
Absolutely. And also, not only keep your yard mowed and keep the grass short, but look at the type of plants you're planting around your home also to make sure they're not flammable, that are easily ignited by a wildfire. We've got a list of species that are more fire resistant than others, and those are certainly ones that we would advocate for people to plant.
So talk a little bit about, as we get into the summer months, it starts getting hot, everything starts getting dry, and people are like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a burn.
Yeah. Well, Oklahoma's fire season is from January 1st through December 31st. We have two distinct fire seasons, if you will, in Oklahoma. We have dormant fire season, which are the winter months when everything is dead and cured. And then we have the growing season. That's after the leaves have come out on the trees, the grass is greened up, and that'll go through from roughly May through the first freeze in the fall. And so what we have to watch for is the amount of rainfall that we get during that time period. And if we have not received rain, even though sometimes things look green, the moisture in the plants can be low enough that it'll support combustion. So it's very important to check with your weather forecast, look for go to the Oklahoma Forestry website, www.forestry.ok.gov, and look at our fire situation report, and that'll give you good information on when you can burn, what the fire conditions will be like, what type of drought that we're in, and also give you some good safety tips on wildfire prevention.
And here's some advice. Don't burn when the wind's blowing 50 miles an hour.
Well, yes. And you know, the thing is, a lot of times, most Oklahomans are pretty dialed in not to burn on those days. It's the days before when they burn that are followed by those high wind events that are really is what causes us issues. And so although it may look like, oh, this is a great day, the winds are light, it's beautiful outside, I can go get that brush pile burned. But the following day, we have a cold front coming through, the winds are going to get up very high. And if they have not ensured that their fire is dead out, then the following day when the winds are high, you can blow embers out of that burn pile.
Sure.
Out of those, blows the ash off, and the embers blow out into the surrounding vegetation, and then it's off to the races. So it's very important to watch after your burn to see what the weather conditions will be like so that it doesn't escape your control. When you're not going to be there, you think, hey, this is all burned, all gone.
That's right.
It's all good.
Well, and a lot of folks, if you need to, watch the burn bans, too, because, like, right now, I think we just have, like, one county that's in a burn ban, but I expect that's probably going to go up.
It'll change as the summer comes on. Right now, with things starting to green up, especially in the areas in western Oklahoma that have not received much rain, those areas that are starting to green up, it won't take long for that vegetation to suck the moisture right back out of the ground, and then those live green plants will get dry enough to support combustion. And so it's extremely important to pay attention to county burn bans and to watch the weather forecast to see where we are. Pay attention to the news, too. If you start seeing a lot of wildfire reports, that may give you an indication that this might not be a good time for me to go out and try to burn something.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet.
Be sure to check out the upcoming BigIron.com online auction Tuesday, May the 21st, featuring Donald Yost Estate. There's going to be plenty of well-maintained pieces for bid in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, including a 2018 John Deere quad track tractor, a 2018 John Deere four-wheel drive tractor, a 2023 Ram 2500 Longhorn Crew Cab pickup, and much, much more. No reserves and all items are lien free, so go register to place your bids today at BigIron.com. Big Iron Auctions, rural connections, respected values, and real deals. That's our farm news. Still to come this morning, Ron Hayes with our latest beef industry news. I'm Casey Shepherd for KGGF.